Hello everyone. Welcome to Ballers in Pajamas, and everyone's waiting for tonight's UCL final, and it's going to be between Manchester City versus Chelsea. I've got with me Nihar and Aditya, who are going to start off proceedings in just the build up towards the game, and let's hear out what they think. Now it's a big final, guys. It's an all English final, so there's no think of a Spanish team beating an English team here today. It's an all English team. So let's start off with who you're supporting. What do you say, Nihar?
See, you don't have a Spanish team, but you got a Spaniard, right? The best Spaniard ever. The manager, Pep here. So yeah, I'm going for City, man. All blue today.
Oh, yeah. Going
Pep
in
is
for
the
City
one to
from
beat,
Nihar.
Man. Yeah, Pep it is for me.
Okay. And what about you, Aditya?
I'm supporting Chelsea just because they are just Chelsea. I mean, they have a good previous record in, you know, winning Champions League. City don't have a record of winning Champions League. That's, I mean, that might be a good, you know, thing for Chelsea to have as a mentality.
They have experience. They have European experience. They won it before, and a lot of things are similar to that season, you know, where a manager was sacked midway through the season. A caretaker manager comes in and he won it for them. Roberto Di Matteo. And this time there is Tuchel. So you're supporting that trend to follow for Chelsea?
Yeah. Also, I just don't want Chelsea to win. Sorry, City. I just don't want Manchester City to win. They have won too many trophies. Give it to Chelsea.
You rather watch Chelsea win it again for the second time, and you do not want City to win it for the first time. Okay.
Yep.
Now, keeping the past in my out of the way, like, you know, we all know the past can have all the stats, but it all has to be played today, and it's anyone's game to take. Aditya, what do you think is Chelsea's best strength today going into the match?
Chelsea's best strength is their back three or the back five, the with the wing backs and with the three. I mean, they have to be solid today. They have been solid all season. Thiago Silva is fit. So is Kante. Kante is one of the best midfielders in the world right now. He has the biggest job in either of the teams. He has to mark the likes of the players of the likes like Phil Foden or, you know, De Bruyne. I mean, they have to be at best, they're at their best. Also, I think players like ZH and Havertz will be very important in this match because of the creativity and their ability to make, you know, those passes. Also, the wing backs have to be at their best because their crossing has to be perfect for Werner to able to score. And Werner, his track record has not been good. But I think even though Werner might not, you know, perform, I think if you have Giroud, he might, you know, he might be physical with Diaz and Stones. He might score an odd. He might score a header here or there. I think Chelsea have a pretty good defensive and, you know, a good attack, but not that great.
Okay, so you're telling Kante to be the main man for Chelsea, and
yeah, Kante has to be perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so he has the task of handling Kevin De Bruyne, say Foden or Gundogan, and all their attacking threat, and Kante will need help from his defense and attack for them to do well. Yeah, they've got Giroud. He can come on as a substitute and score that goal for them. He's known for it. Now, let's get to Nihar. What do you think City's best strengths are to counter Chelsea today?
See, City are a team which are known for their possession and constant attacking. And, you know, I would rather talk from City's perspective. I would like to talk from Chelsea's perspective. If they are foolish to go and attack City from front, from minute one, I think it would be a suicide for them.
No, let's
they really
sorry, let's get to that. what do you think about City's strengths first? Then we can probably
Defense. Actually, I would not say this, but their defense. I mean, this is the first time I guess Pep can boast that we have a very good defensive team. That includes the six-triple winning Barcelona team too. Because that team was legendary. Those teams were legendary, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, but they were never known for the defensive prowess. I mean, you could see how Ruben Dias and John Stones are this season. They really have heck of a season. I don't know. I mean, it's really tough to score against them. Coming to that, they really don't play as number 9. So, and man marking is not exactly that feasible against Pep, this team at least. And, you know, there is always that threat. Kevin De Bruyne, Phil Foden, Gundogan. I mean, you really can't name one person who can, you know, be clutch today. Anyone can be, and it won't be surprising too, even if someone comes clutch today. Because all of the players performed at some point of season, and yeah, so there is no clearly one winner here. I guess the overall team is full of winners.
Yeah, so very well pointed. City's main strength this time seems like it's their defense. Like, you know, they're very solid with Ruben Dias, John Stones, Kyle Walker, Mendy, or Ake is also back. So, you know, they have a lot of options as well for them to, like, you know, be solid at the back and not let Chelsea through to, like, you know, score. Okay, now we've spoken about strengths of both the team. So, Nihar, if you're supporting City, what do you think can go against them today? Like in terms of weakness?
Counter-attack by Chelsea. Okay. I mean, that's a sensible approach for Chelsea, I feel. And I really think they can catch City on counter, just like how United caught them this season, the previous season. Especially when Ole and Pep were there. United really caught them well on counter and scored those crucial goals. But yeah, and I really think Chelsea have very good players. Werner was there, who can, Ziyech was there, who can provide that crucial passes. So, I think, yeah, that's their weakness, you know, if they really play high line and one quick good pass can actually change their game against their side.
So, counter-attack is City's weakness.
So, Lokesh, I think he's not there. So, you tell me, I mean, what do you think about Chelsea's weakness?
All right. Talking about Chelsea's weakness, could be, say, players not turning up and not scoring. And, you know, I particularly would like to say of Werner, he has been good. He's putting in the work rate. He's been trying to, you know, get the chances. But he's been unfortunate in front of goal. He's not scored as many as he would like to. So, he could probably cost Chelsea. And I'm not exactly very sure or, you know, I don't really trust Chelsea's defense. I feel they can be vulnerable if you, like, you know, especially the centre-backs. They don't have a lot of pace and they tend to commit mistakes at times. So, it depends on Thiago Silva, how he would be able to, like, you know, organise the team and have their defence in place. But yes, I do feel Chelsea are strongest in the midfield, according to me. But I feel their attack or defence, either one can be vulnerable or it can it might not show up today.
I have a point to add to Chelsea's weakness. You know, they failed to come clutch this season when the moment came. They screwed up against Leicester City in the FA Cup final. Thankfully, they qualified to CL next season owing to first win against Leicester. But if things would have gone the other way, Chelsea would be playing Europa next season, right? I mean, they really fail to come clutch when it matters the most. And I really think that's going to be a worrying factor for them. So, like, at least the mental preparation. Because to take from City's perspective, they faced the best Chelsea side the last two times they played. Though City lost, but City never fielded a proper, their fullest team, I guess. Because they really played only, how to say, the rotational players or all the main stars were rested. Going, I mean, because of the other ties which were supposed to take place back there. So, I think City will have that purpose factor and Chelsea, though, I guess, will be at a mental, how to say, a strain, I guess, to keep it in a proper word. So, I think advantage City right here, right now.
All right. I just come across another point. The last 7 teams to make their debut in a UCL final have all lost. So, everyone who's played their first UCL final have all lost. It takes Valencia, Bayer Leverkusen, Monaco, Arsenal, Chelsea in 2008, Spurs in 2019, PSG, and Man City this year. So you think Manchester City will be able to break that chain, or they will be the first team?
This century, no one won. That's first time players.
The first time they reached, yeah. I just came across that stat.
Wow, that's really an interesting stat. But you have to consider one more thing. None of the Chelsea players ever played a CL final. And coming to the City, yeah, it's their first, I guess, right? I mean, none of the players, only Danilo was not there anyway. So none of the players really had this proper experience in a Champions League stretch. So I think it's like a new thing to everyone. I think Pep is the most experienced in this. In 2011, I guess. So it's like a long time again.
It's been long, yeah.
So it's like a fairly new for everyone. I mean, if you consider the winning
one
part.
Thing that's...
Yes, Adi.
One thing that City players have that Chelsea players don't have is they're serial winners. Now, they have won the FA Cup. They have won Carabao Cup so many times. They have won Premier League. They have the experience of not winning the UCL, but winning a final. It's a different cup, but they have the experience of, you know, finishing the cup final, winning against teams like they battered Mauritius, Aris, Chelsea. They have that experience of winning that final. But it depends upon the leadership of, you know, likes of Fernandinho and Kevin De Bruyne to, you know, cross them over the line. As far as Chelsea, they have a big disadvantage there, that the only final, this core group of players have only played one single final, which was the FA Cup, which they lost to Leicester City. So, I mean, that would be in their minds. So they have to get that, you know, the defeat of Leicester City out of their minds and focus on, you know, the game against Manchester.
Even the match 38 loss, I mean, they were through to CL next season, but still, they lost the match, right? Technically, the last two matches they played, they were on losing side.
So, yeah, good point brought out there of talking of experience and winning the final matches, you know. So, definitely, Manchester City do have an edge because they've been winning quite a lot of champions trophies. Sorry, they've been winning quite a lot in the near past. So, they would be able to be more composed. They would be able to get on with the game a little better than Chelsea. So, yeah, City definitely do have an advantage there. But then to counter that, there's Tuchel, there's Chelsea. They have defied odds this season. They've come back from a very scrappy place. They were almost 8th, 9th when Tuchel took over. And since then, he's been able to get the team to play his way. He's made them very difficult to play with, as he's mentioned. Nobody would want to play Chelsea. And even Pep has reiterated that point that, you know, he does not want to play Chelsea. They are a team like that. So, could you shed more light on that, Aditya?
You know, one interesting fact can I tell about Pep and Tuchel? When Pep was about to leave Bayern Munich, he suggested the board members to hire Tuchel because that season, only the Tuchel's main side literally took the game to Pep. I mean, they literally wanted to win over Pep Bayern. You know, but eventually the things went other way.
Okay, I didn't know of that. He had recommended Tuchel. But Aditya, you have anything to add to that? To Chelsea's resilience?
Tuchel has, you know, somehow reignited this team. But I would also like to mention that the previous manager, Frank Lampard, he lacked something that Tuchel lacks. Tuchel is much more, you know, tactical. He has a bit of tactical prowess that Lampard didn't have, and he's able to, you know, apply his you know, tactical ability on the whole team as a team as a whole, the defensive solidity that he has provided for the team is immense. He has, you know, he has given this group of players, he has certain players who are not playing under Frank Lampard, he has rejuvenated their careers again, which is a good thing for Chelsea, which is also, it creates a, you know, the players, they tend to listen to managers who involve everybody. When you have managers who try to, you know, isolate some players who are very key to the, you know, the squad, they tend to not listen to them properly. So, which is actually a good thing for Tuchel. So, I think that's a very important for, you know, Chelsea in the final two.
Okay, now let's change over to another topic. Now, talking of who wants it more badly, now we have seen in these knockout matches, like, you know, especially in a final, it comes down to the thing of, you know, who wants it more and who's playing as a team to get that objective, to get that trophy. So do you think Chelsea have it in them today? Do they want it more? And if they do, why do you think so?
Definitely. Any set of players, any team would want to win UCL, irrespective of the fact that who wants it more. But I feel instead of Chelsea, I feel City have more. See, Chelsea doesn't have that much pressure as City has, because City, with, you know, this, they have spent so much money. Pep was brought to City for win Champions League and Premier League. He has done all the other things, but he hasn't done the one thing that he was brought to. So the more pressure is on City, which gives Chelsea an edge. They are much more, they can play a much more calmer game than, you know, City can.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So what do you think, Nihal?
City spent a lot of money, but they got the money back, right? Pep is a serial winner in England too. Yeah, so I guess, you know, City's project won't be faltered even if Pep doesn't win, because they really have a squad which can compete for the next 4 years. All their squad is young. I mean, the aging players are only like Fernandinho and Aguero. Aguero is set to leave anyway. The core is there and the manager is there. The manager is happy. Yeah, so Lokesh, your point.
Sorry, but that is more of, it's not about the money spent or, you know, how much is bought back. The question was as to who do you think, which team do you think wants it more badly today?
City, obviously City, the first City ever. And yeah, Pep has a point to prove, because he won so many trophies than his competitors now, but still he don't have it for the last 10 years. So I think he really has a point to make. So coming to Tuchel, he overperformed already for this season at least. Because bringing Chelsea to top four is like the one thing they bought him for. He took them to CL final and FA Cup final.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with the two of you. Even I do think the City players will want it more badly today. Not that Chelsea do not. And as Aditya mentioned, everyone wants to win the Champions League. But tonight, I feel the City team, because they've had that objective for quite a few years now, and this is the first time they're having a chance at it, I think they're all ready for it. They have all the the background for it. They've won quite a few Premier Leagues. They've won the FA Cups. And they're just raring to go for the Champions League today. And yeah, so, you know, I think City is, you know, wanting it more badly tonight. So I think that's one point the three of us agree on. Now, let's talk about the game, like, you know, an important moment in the game. Now, the first goal matters a lot between the two, I think, today. And we have seen Chelsea actually struggle. If they go behind, they don't really are able to come back and win, whereas City are able to do that. So what do you guys think about, you know, having that first goal?
Yeah, first goal matters a lot. But if really City concedes the first goal, I really don't think they can catch up with Chelsea. Because their defense is tightly packed and they will have five at the back. And they will try to defend the lead. They won't really go all out. So, I guess, you know, first goal matters a lot, at least for today. And if City is on front foot, then it will be a demolition for Chelsea again. I mean, 3-4 goals will fly in. Because obviously they have to chase that equalizer, and in that they'll be more open onto the field, and City's players can find those spaces very easily. You can see how devastating the passes can be from City's players. So the first goal matters today.
I do agree with Bihar also here. I mean, it has to be, City has to be able to score the first goal here. I mean, if Chelsea score the first goal, they have, as Nihar has mentioned, they have the five players who can defend. They have five defenders on the pitch who can defend properly. And also, which will actually give Chelsea a good advantage for counter-attacking. They can play those long balls behind Werner and Havertz can use. I think it's City has to score the first goal.
City have to score. Okay, another point that we all agree upon. Like, you know, if Chelsea go ahead, if Chelsea get the first goal, they can probably kill City off with it. You know, by defending very solid and compact. So, nice pointer there. Another point that we all agree on. Okay, another important point to discuss upon, I think. If you see the two teams, Chelsea don't have a very in-form striker. Like, say, Giroud has not been playing much. Werner has not been prolific in front of goal. You could say the same for Havertz or anyone else. And whereas City, they play with a false nine. They don't have an out-and-out striker. I know Aguero's back. He might be in contention. But then the main battle, I think, will be in midfield. It'll be Kante, Jorginho, Kovacic versus Fernandinho, Rodri, or Gundogan, Kevin De Bruyne. Don't know who Pep will pick. What are your thoughts on the midfield battle?
It all comes down to one man, Kante. Is that guy, Filter, having a very good time? It's like 1v3. I mean, hate to say this, but that guy is everywhere. So, if I mean, there was a fitness scare, I guess, last match day. He got injured, first half of it. I think he's fit enough to run the midfield for 90 minutes, at least call it. So, but if the match goes to 120 minutes, I really am not optimistic that he will be playing for the whole time. So, yeah, the match is decided with midfield, as they say. But, yeah, it's very close contest. I mean, City having three world-class players, Kante can nullify them.
Kante. Okay. So, again, Kante is the main man.
Exactly. It's a midfield battle that any team that wins the midfield battle wins the game. That's definitely for sure.
All right. Okay, so midfield battle is going to be highlighted by Kante, is everyone's opinion. I would say it could be a little different. Pep will have his plans for Kante and they would have to play differently in midfield as well. Now, Kante can be nullified if the ball is played away from him. And, you know, City play very well in passing the ball and moving it forward. So, I think Kante can be nullified. City can go forward if they are sensible and, you know, they play with a different game plan. And if they counter Kante. So, let's see. I'm going for City to win the midfield battle today.
The problem with Chelsea's midfield is all three midfielders move to each other in a very close way than other teams. So you can't really nullify Kante there, but you can get the ball away from him. That would do. But you really can't keep him out of the game because their midfield works like that and it will be tough to avoid Kante at that point.
True, very true. Yes, so that point spoken as well. Now, coming to what is, can we think of. Alright, do you think the match would be done? So do you think the match would be done in 90 minutes? Or you think it'll go to extra time? Or you think it'll go to penalties?
If it's going to extra time, I think City will kill it off.
I think I agree with Nihar here.
Because Aguero will be coming as a substitute as far as I know, because Pep won't start him, he won't alter the winning combination he had for the few months. Yeah, but Aguero will start because that for two reasons. First thing, he's a good striker. Second thing, that this is his last ever match. So Pep won't, even if they're winning or losing, I think Pep will bring him on. So if with Aguero, he is clinical in front of a goal, so assuming that the match goes to extra time, I think he can kill the tie off. Maybe he can be the main man. Another perfect ending for the perfect story. And yeah, the bench strength of City also. I mean, yeah, Chelsea have good players, but City's bench is world class. And coming towards 50-50 again. Yeah, it's really 50-50 situation because Chelsea really have a good keeper in Mendy. He's tall also. That is an added advantage during penalty shootout. And Ederson is also a very good keeper, so I really can't comment or take any stand when the match goes to the penalty shootout.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So again, now this is the second time that you know it's an All English final in about 3 years. The last time had Tottenham and Liverpool. This time it's got Chelsea and City. You could say a little more formidable teams. Now, how do you see the match going about? Do you think it'll be a good attacking game, or do you think both will sit back and see how the other person will come out? How do you see the start of the match, or how do you think the flow will be?
For the first half, at least, City will start on attacking front initially. So we'll see. We have to see how the things will unveil. I mean, sudden red card or a penalty can get the things changed, right? So I think City will have the upper hand in possession, shots, and everything in the first 30 minutes at least. And Chelsea will grow into the game, almost playing crucial passes and shots on target in the second half. So City should be able to try to kill the game off in first half so that they can be at peace in second half by just blocking Chelsea shots away.
All right. Aditya?
I think this match can be, you know, we all are expecting, we all want a match that is exciting, that is, you know, players going around attacking both sides all the time. I mean, it could be, you know, a very a very tactical contest where, you know, there might be not many shots. They might be attacking, but it won't result that much. So it could be, you know, a magical moment that might happen. A goal might happen only when a magical moment happens. It could be like that because the Spurs and the last time Spurs and Liverpool play, it wasn't that, it wasn't, the match wasn't so grand, it wasn't full of attacking players, attacking on both sides. It could be, you know, very, both managers are known for the tactics, so it could be just a tactical battle rather than, you know, a fierce football battle.
All right, yeah, I agree with Aditya there. I think it'll be, there'll be a cautious approach in the start. And it'll be more of a tactical battle with all the positions, the zonal marking and the movement of players as such. And then the first goal matters. As soon as the first goal comes in, the other team will start attacking more. And that will change the dynamics of the game. But yeah, I think it'll be more of a tactical battle to start off with. All right, so that's a point now. All right, coming to another thing, we saw in the Europa League final, substitutions. They've got 5 substitutions to make. And one team made substitutions, came out winning, the other team didn't. What do you think substitutions, what do you think of the bench strength that both the teams have? And you think anyone can come off the bench to make a difference?
As I said, Aguero, and I think both the managers will try to kill off the tie rather than playing extra time. Okay. I mean, they really won't be pragmatic in their approach while taking players off. So I think they'll try to bring the key players, or, you know, the one who can make a difference onto the pitch. They'll maximum try to kill the match before 90 minutes. So yeah, so I think there will be sensible substitutions before 70th minute at least. Not like what happened with the Europa final where Manchester United didn't replace any of the outfield players in the first 90. I don't expect the same to be repeated at least for today. So let's see to it.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Aditya?
I think Tuchel will make changes before, you know, it's too late for the match. He makes good changes. He makes changes that are, you know, that are required for a match. They do have, you know, both the teams have a strong bench plan compared to any other team in the whole Europe. So they have the, you know, the ability to make changes, and they will make changes. Both of the managers, if either of them are not, if any player is not, you know, performing, they are getting overwhelmed, they might make some changes.
They might be taken off. All right, yeah, I do think so as well. I think Giroud off the bench for Chelsea is the one to look out for me. I think he could change the game when he comes on. And from City side, I would back Ferran Torres. I think he would be having some part in the final, and he would be coming off the bench to do something, I feel. So let's see what happens in the final. And I think we could wrap it up with that point from the bench, and hoping for a very nice match. Hope everyone gets to see a good game. Thank you, boys. Let's see the game and enjoy. Until next time.